With BookBeat, I'm Don Sway. Writer Patricia Highsmith's best-known book is Strangers on a Train, in print since it was first published in 1949. Her latest is called Found in the Street. Patricia Highsmith was born in Fort Worth, Texas in 1921, the daughter of commercial artists who moved to New York when Patricia was six. Later, she went to Barnard.
I wanted to avoid learning anything useful. I never learned to type properly because I didn't want to be stuck with a secretarial job. I still don't type properly, but I type.
After Barnard, it was time to look for a job.
I answered an advertisement for Reporter Rewrite, and I thought it was probably a newspaper. I walked into a comic book outfit with posters of Black Terror on the walls.
Patricia Highsmith says it was like turning out two grade B movies a day, thinking up plots for the comics and typing them as fast as possible.
There was a sort of, what do you call, bullpen or something, where four fellows were sitting there drawing, and there were three fellows writing the stuff besides me.
After a failed effort at trying to write a book in Mexico, Patricia Highsmith returned to New York, wrote comics as a freelance, and started selling short stories.
I got the idea for Strangers on a Train when I was 24 and took a stab at it, but I never finished the book until I got to Yaddo. It's a wonderful place for writers.
After Patricia Highsmith completed Strangers on a Train at the Artist Colony, she was in her apartment when a box arrived from the publisher containing copies of that first novel.
My first thought was, these are taking up a lot of space in the world.
Patricia Highsmith's latest novel of suspense is Found in the Street. It's the story of a middle-aged New York man obsessed by a young waitress and how he attempts to intrude into her life and the lives of her friends. Patricia Highsmith's Found in the Street was published by Atlantic Monthly Press. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Patricia Highsmith has lived in Switzerland for more than 25 years. She's been turning out novels of suspense since the 1940s. Her first and best known is Strangers on a Train. Patricia Highsmith got the idea for the book in 1948 and was encouraged by the late Truman Capote to go to the artist colony Yaddo to write it. But Capote had an ulterior motive.
He wanted to sublease my apartment. He had to finish A Tree of Night, and he had a deadline.
Yaddo proved to be just the place to write Strangers on a Train.
Just the quietude and the fact that you don't have to worry about buying groceries for dinner. It's fabulous. And everybody was working 7 days a week with pleasure.
Strangers on a Train is a yarn about a psychopath named Bruno who conceives of the perfect crime. He would commit a murder for a stranger, and the stranger would commit a murder for Bruno. Alfred Hitchcock made a terrific movie version of the Highsmith novel, but there was a glaring omission in the film.
He had to cut out the second murder. The nice young man in my book commits the second murder, that is, the father of the psychopathic fellow. But they couldn't make it in the film, so they cut it.
Patricia Highsmith's latest thriller is called Found in the Street. In it, a night watchman becomes obsessed with the well-being of a young woman drifter. He disrupts the lives of a young couple who befriends the girl, and the reader is not prepared for the shocking crime that occurs. Found in the Street was published by Atlantic Monthly Press. Patricia Highsmith says her story ideas sometimes appear unexpectedly.
Rushing for a train or in a state of anxiety, an idea that doesn't pertain to that at all will come into my head. Rather a good idea. I mean, just quickly.
But if you're rushing for a train, be careful not to sit next to a stranger named Bruno. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.